11th chapter of Psalms. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to the mountain? For lo, the wicked bend their bow and make ready their arrow upon the string, that they may privately shoot at the upright in heart. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? About 4 or 5 nights ago, I woke up in the middle of the night and felt an urge to read the Bible. I took my Bible and I said, Lord, what would you have me to read? I didn't really have anything particular on my mind. I flipped the Bible open and it came down on this scripture. I felt like it was from the Lord. I don't advocate that. I believe that you ought to pray and seek and study the face of God and to what God would have you to read. But there's at times that I've opened up the Bible and felt like God's directed me to that message. Amen. In the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain? Then he says, for lo, the wicked bend their bow, they make ready their arrow upon a string, that they may privately shoot at the upright in heart. But then he says a question. He asks a question. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord's throne is in heaven. His eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The devil desired for everybody in here tonight to be in hell. It's his will, the devil's will, for you to burn for eternity. It's his desire that you would have one tragic accident after another. Can you say amen with me? Amen. He seeks to kill and to destroy. But I want to tell you tonight, there is a Lord, amen, that's in his holy temple. And the Lord's throne is in heaven. Did you get that tonight? And it says, his eyes behold, his eyelids try the children of men. The devil would like to probably shoot at you in the dark. Can you say amen? Yeah. There's a lot more the devil would like to have done. But bless God, the eyes of the Lord prevents him from doing a lot of things. Amen. Just because that we have problems, just because we have trouble, does not mean that God has forsaken us. Can you say amen with me? But it means that there is a time that we will suffer in order that we can achieve a glorious crown. Amen. Amen. As I said, Lord, give me this message almost a week ago. And as I was reading, as I was studying it, and I was thinking about how in the 6th verse, he says, upon the wicked he shall rain snares, fire and brimstone, and a horrible tempest. This shall be the portion of their cup. Amen. Talking about the evildoers that try to do harm against the children of God. The 7th verse says, well, the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. Did you get that tonight? It says, the righteous Lord loveth righteousness. How many know holiness is righteousness? Amen. His countenance doth behold the upright. When somebody picks on my children, it makes me angry. Amen. I know they're grown up. When somebody picks on my little grandson, it makes me angry. Amen. The eyes of the Lord looking upon his children. Come on now. And when the devil picks on them, it makes him angry. Can you say amen? Amen. Amen. But I want to tell you tonight, it doesn't make any difference what we're going through. Bless God, he'll be there. Right. It's a promise in the Word of God, but you've got to trust him. Right. Right. I said, you've got to trust him. Yes. Amen. Amen. There's a lot of life's problems. There's no answers. Can you say amen with me? Amen. In a lot of life's problems, there's no clear answers. But bless God, he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, but I will draw closer to you. Then a brother. 10th verse. The first verse. David says, why standest thou afar off, O Lord? Why hidest thou self in times of trouble? The 11th, he says, in the Lord put I my trust. How say ye to my soul, flee as a bird to your mountain. Amen. To your mountain, Lord, is what he's saying. Amen. But we can read again in the 12th verse, 12th chapter, the first verse. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful fall from among the children of men. But we go back to the 11th verse where the Lord has been dealing with him, and he says, in the Lord put I my trust. I say ye to my mountain, flee as a bird to your mountain. Yeah. Amen. God's mountain.
Come on now.
For in the 13th, chapter, the first verse. How long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? In the fifth verse, but he says, but I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. Amen. We're like Brother David. We can see there's times, amen, that our eyes are shielded from the things of God. But bless God, let me tell you tonight that his mercy endureth to all generations. Amen. How many can say all generations? You've got to trust him. Amen. You've got to trust him. Amen. God's give you power over the devil. Amen. I said God's give you power over the devil. Amen. He's talking about the mural barrel a while ago. How much is a little bit to God? Amen. How much is a little bit to God? Amen. How many knows the Lord is mindful of you every day and every hour of the day? Amen. How many knows that there is nothing catches him by surprise? Come on now. Amen. How many knows that he loves us with an undying love? Sure, there's times, amen, to come our way. It's hard to understand, but bless God. God's looking for somebody to stand up and to stand in the gap. Come on now. And to make up the hedge and say, look, devil, you've tormented me long enough. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to make sure somebody else hears about you. Amen. General Grant, when he was a colonel, one of the first battles, said that he was heading up a mountain to fight a colonel that was on the Confederate side that he heard was very skilled in the art of battle. And he said that as they made the move and as they walked up the mountain, up to the ridge where they knew the camp was at, he said, my heart kept getting higher and higher until it felt to me as though it was in my throat. He kept his men going, he said, because I had not the moral courage to halt and consider what to do. Then topping the rise, he found the camp deserted, the enemy gone. My heart resumed its place. It occurred to me at once that Harris, which was the colonel for the Confederates, had been as much afraid of me as I had been of him. This was a view of the question I had never taken before. But I never forgot it afterwards. Amen. I want to tell you the devil is afraid of the children of God. But he spends his time convincing you, come on now, amen, that he is so big that you can't see him destroyed. Amen. But by the face of God, amen, shine upon your life. Amen. Can you say amen tonight? Amen. You can defeat the power of hell that comes against your soul. And the devil knows it. How many knows the story of Jesus going across the lake and the great wind arises and how that the little ships are filled with water? How many knows that story? Amen. Where's Jesus heading? He's heading over to rescue Legion. Can you say amen with me tonight? Amen. Amen. When he gets there, what happens? Does Jesus step out of the boat, start calling for Legion? No. Amen. Legion comes running to him. Amen. Who initiates the conversation? It's Legion that starts the conversation. Why have you come to torment us before our time? Amen. 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 I want to tell you the devils were trembling. They were fearing. Why? Because the Son of Man had stepped out of a boat. Come on now. And was walking to a graveyard. Come on now. Come on now. Amen. The devils got so condescending that they said, ask if they could go into a herd of swine. Can you say amen? Amen. One scripture just says that Jesus said, go. Amen. Other place says Jesus rebuked them. Amen. Amen. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me tonight? Amen. Revelation, the third chapter, because thou hast kept the word of patience, I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. We're going to have sufferings in this life. We're going to have pain. There's going to be a trying of our faith. But when the temptation comes upon the whole world, He's going to keep that from us because He loves us. He'll never put upon us more than we're able to bear. Can you say amen with me? But He made a promise that He would go with us all the way. Amen. Amen. But you've got to trust Him. You've got to trust Him. You've got to be like Brother Evie Hill, which has just passed away recently when his wife passed away about 10 years ago. He said he went to the Bible and he asked for the Lord to heal his wife, but he said God never healed her. He kept praying and kept asking God to heal her. He said finally one day, he said as he was praying and fasting and asking God for an answer, the Lord just told him to trust Him. To trust Him. His wife died. A good wife. A wife that went out one morning when they found out he had death threats and hopped in his automobile and drove around the block to make sure there wasn't any bombs in it. Amen. He said that all he could say during that funeral, those of you that heard the tape, is blessed. Amen. Blessed. Amen. Blessed. Can you say amen? There's more to it. Blessed is the name of the Lord. I want to tell you tonight, there is a God that cares. There's a Savior that cares. And He cares so much that the Holy Ghost come down to let His feel His Spirit. Come on now. There is a Savior that does care about our situations. And He's saying, you haven't seen heaven yet. You don't know what's waiting on the other side. But trust me. Trust me. Trust me. Amen. Amen. Job said, if I could just find you. Amen. He lost his children. He lost all that he had worked for. Come on now. But he said, Lord, if I could just make my complaint to you. You have to go all the way over to the 40th chapter just about before you find out the Lord starts giving him an answer. You've got to trust Him. You've got to trust Him. Amen. I'm hurrying. I'm hurrying. Amen. I'm hurrying. James, the 4th chapter, one we know well. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Do you believe that tonight? Do you believe that? Amen. How many really believes that? What about those that lost their heads? Come on now. What about those that died of cancers and heart attacks? The Bible says resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Come on now. How many graves did Jesus walk by on the way to the village of Nain? Come on now. Most graveyards were outside the city, especially Jewish cities. They was on the outside of the city. You go to any city and you'll see a grave that hasn't been there very long. Do you hear me tonight? But Jesus went up for one reason, and that was to show them who He was. I have power to heal. I have power to raise the dead. But I want you to trust me. I want you to draw nigh to me. Can you hear me tonight? Amen. What about Enoch? Amen. The Bible says he was not, for God took him. I heard one preacher say, Enoch. Amen. The Lord saying, Enoch, you're a whole lot closer here than you are home. Won't you just come on home? Amen. Won't you just come on to heaven? Amen. You've got to trust him. Amen. Did you know not too far away? Amen. There is a planet that is actually bigger than the whole solar system of Pluto. Amen. Amen. that God put in space just so that we could have a light? Amen. Amen. And when you go looking for it, you're going to have a telescope. Come on now. Amen. But he put them there for the light and not for our benefit. Come on now. What kind of things has God prepared for those that love him? How many knows it rains on the just as well as the unjust? Amen. How many knows stars are enjoyed by the world as much as they're enjoyed by us? Come on now. Amen. If the Lord would do that just for the children of men, come on now. If he'll do that just for the world, how much more will he do for a child of God that his eyes are beholding because he loves righteousness? You've got to trust him. Amen. I'm hurrying. I'm skipping around trying to hurry. Amen. Let me tell about Ezekiel, the prophet, as they come and get a song. Ezekiel was told one time for rebellious house, the Lord was going to come by and have a stroke come upon his wife. And the Bible called her the desire of his life. Just to show the children of Israel what was going to happen to them, Ezekiel, I'm going to take your wife. He told it that morning in the 24th chapter of Ezekiel. And after he told it that evening, she died. Ezekiel said it was the desire of his life. He did it for the purpose of telling Ezekiel that I don't want you weeping. I don't even want you mourning. Even though your heart's about to break, I don't want you crying. Because I want you to show the house of Israel that there is coming a day. There's going to be such destruction in the land that when you die, nobody's going to mourn over you. How many knows you got to trust him? How would I feel if the Lord would come by and tell me, for the sins of America and for the 43 million babies that they have murdered, there's going to be a destruction, and they are. The evidence is pointing, even in our popular science I was reading yesterday, all the evidence is pointing that we're about to have a major earthquake. Worried about an island somewhere that or a land mass somewhere of a big range of mountains, and this man is wanting, he's trying to get them to put all kinds of sensors on there to let them know when we're going to have a volcanic eruption. Because when it happens, it's going to cause tidal waves at least 800 foot high. And the time it comes to the United States, they'll be about 80 feet high when it hit Cape Canaveral. We can read about the asteroids, as I said so often, in space that a few years ago that was not even paid any attention to, but now about every year now we've had one miss the Earth around 200,000 miles or so. You'll see it usually on page 5 in your news. Amen. We can see where NASA is trying their best to get a budget together to try to find some way of going up and stopping it. And it was so popular that even Hollywood made a movie about sending some astronauts up one time and blowing one up. But in the popular mechanics, the popular science, one of them said that actually it was physically impossible to do that. Amen. But they still appropriated money for it anyhow. We're having an election that all we're really concerned about is the rights of women, as we call it. Come on now. Can you say amen? We've got two parties. It's become obvious that one of them is for God, one's against God. And I'm not saying either one of them exactly where they ought to be. You understand? We're living in perilous times. We're living in the last day. We see Mount St. Helens erupt again because the earth has moved beneath our feet again. Because Isaiah, the 5th chapter, says it's because hell hath enlarged itself to receive them at their coming. The coming of the Lord is so close that if you and I actually knew when it was going to happen, we'd all be at this altar. And even though that we were Christians ourselves, we'd be praying with everything we could. God save my brothers and my sisters, my mom, my dad. Amen. If you don't save them, they're going to a devil's hell. Amen. Amen. But if the Lord would come by to me and he would say, I'm going to take the desire of your heart that I sorely missed the last few days. Amen. I couldn't sleep hardly at all last night. I'm used to her being there. And when she's gone, I can't sleep. I'm just lost. I feel for myself. I went and got a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken, but I still miss my cook, my wife. But how would I feel if the Lord would tell me that I'm going to take her, and the only reason I'm going to take her is so that you don't weep or mourn to show America that that's what's going to happen to them? The thoughts in my mind would be that America could care less. Come on now. A few holiness folks would think about it, but as far as America's concerned, it could care less. You could look at Ezekiel and find out that they actually could care less till his wife died. Amen. But we were bought with a price. And we belong to him. Can you say amen with me? I'd like to get us all shouting tonight, but I've got to preach what the Lord laid on my heart. You've got to trust him. You've got to trust him. I said, you've got to trust him. You've got to be like Job. You've got to say, blessed. Blessed. Come on now. Blessed. I love you anyhow. Because you first loved me. When Jesus went to the tomb with Martha. How bitter I would have been. We're supposed to be friends. Amen. We're supposed to be friends. We sent you a note that says Lazarus is dying and you're off healing somebody else. Can you say amen with me? You go to the messenger and did you tell him? Yeah, I had to butt in though because he was healing the sick. In fact, he's healing somebody who had a sickness about like what Lazarus had. Is he coming? Well, I don't reckon. He didn't act like he was. Come on now. Time Jesus got there, what do you think Martha felt? Come on now. What do you think Martha felt? I want to tell you, we're going to go through some battles in this life. Amen. But you're going to have to trust the one that you serve. You're going to have to know he does love you and that he does have a purpose for your life. Much forgiven, much required. Those that God's going to use is the ones he's going to train. Can you say amen with me? Amen. How come the disciples went through so much? It's because God was going to use them in much. Amen. I would be very concerned if the Lord never allowed very much sickness to come by my way. Amen. I'd be very concerned if I never really had problems in day to day. Amen. Where the adversary, the devil, was buffing me. You'll find out that for those, come on now, amen, that God would use, the devil made an onslaught against them. But bless God, they become victorious. Amen. And where they at now, they're on the throne of God at one time or another. Amen. Because he brings them up and introduces them to the Father. Well, I'm glad to be a child of the King. I said, I'm glad to be a child of the King. How come you're so happy? Because I've been through battles and I've been where the Lord has took me through. And I want to tell you tonight, the Lord's jealous of me. Come on now. I said, he's jealous of me. Amen. I said, the Lord is jealous of me. Is he jealous of you? Those of you that are married, do you enjoy your spouse looking at some other person? Amen. How do you think the Lord feels when you turn your eyes away from Him and you start looking at somebody else. What kind of pain do you think He feels? He loves you. I said He loves you. He said He was jealous of you. Didn't He say it? He said the backsliders, He had wrote them in the palm of His hand. How many times, I know in school you used to do it a lot. You was going to have something that was important, or a name or something that you wanted to remember. You'd take an ink pen out and write it down in the palm of your hand. Have you ever done it? Somebody you want to remember, you'd take and write that down in the palm of your hand. I've seen guys walk around, get a girlfriend, and can't try to remember her name or phone number, and they'd write down her hand, walk around the rest of the day like this. I've seen one man one time kept wiping his hands off because thought the sweat was going to take the ink off, and it come off anyhow. The Lord said that He wrote your name down in the palm of His hand. Have you read it? Have you read it? I said, have you read it? Do you trust Him? I said, do you trust Him? Amen. As they sing tonight, there's a whole lot more I could have done. A whole lot more I would have said. But I feel like this is as far as I'm going to go. Need to go. The Lord wants you to trust Him. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Submit yourself, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He will flee from you. As General Grant found out, the enemy is more scared of him than what he was scared of the enemy. I want to tell you tonight, once you realize who you're serving, amen, once you realize who you've got on your side, amen, when you start walking and say, I love you and I praise you and I'm willing to suffer for you, come on now. When you do that, you realize that Satan will step aside and say, I don't want no part of the Son of Man. I would rather have my dwelling in a hog, amen, than didn't come face to face with the Son of God. Amen. Amen. Let's gather around the altar tonight. Let's gather around and ask God to move. If you're unsaved tonight, I want you to know that you're to trust Him. Because He trusts you. He trusts you. He knew that if He would shed His blood at Calvary, that you could come to Him. He said that if I would be lifted up, I could draw all men unto me. When He says all men, He means all men and women, the whole human race. That if He could just be lifted up, if the preachers and the saints of God could just lift Him up, then you can see who He really was. And you can trust Him. You say, I'm a failure. That's who God takes and makes preachers out of. Come on now. That's who God takes and makes a child of the King. Come on, will you come to the altar tonight while He's been, while He's pleading with you? Will you trust Him? Will you trust Him? And believe that if you'll come to Him, He'll never leave or never forsake. As they were traveling on the road of Emmaus, the Lord felt like He was a million miles away. The last they saw Him, He was bleeding on an old cross. He didn't look like the Son of God. He looked like a common thief. And as they was walking and telling them that there were some women that said that they had been to the tomb and that He had rose, the Bible says their hearts were sad. The Lord felt like that He was a million miles away and that heaven was brass. And yet as they walked, He was walking with them. In the times of deepest despair, He's right by your side. But you've got to trust Him. It wasn't until He broke the bread that they said, did our hearts burn within us? It wasn't until He broke the bread that they realized that He was with them all the time. You've got to trust Him. Commit your way unto Him. He will sustain you. you come tonight.